Hey James.
Hey Brad.
You think I'd look good in a leather jacket?
Look for me like Nicolas Cage in Ghost Rider.
Like Nicolas Cage and Ghost Rider. Why? Why do you think that?
Oh, I don't know. Just the first thing that came to mind.
I was gonna say, do you think it's because I have a big forehead?
What? No, I didn't even notice.
Oh, well, everybody, welcome to the JA Jason Aldean podcast experience.
Where we talk about Jason Aldean and try to interpret his song, Big Green Tractor.
But today, as always, we're going to be taking a little side trip
Where are we
down the
going?
Star Wars. Star Wars Lego, is that what it is? Lego Star
Ooh,
Wars.
me like the sound of that.
But before we get into that, we got some things. For one, I just want to say this within the first minute of the episode. If you come to find our episode next week on your normal platform, you will not find it. It is on Spotify. So, yeah. But then we'll be right back after the week after with more new episodes, some very exciting ones, some ones that people have been looking forward to for a while. So make sure next week you go to Spotify or I believe Anchor.
Yeah, definitely go check it out.
So James, you were telling me before we started recording that this podcast might take like 3 hours to record. Do you want to tell the world why?
Yeah, so fair warning, guys. Right before we started recording this episode, I made milkshakes. So, and we all know how my system is when I have dairy.
Did they bring all the boys to the yard?
Oh yeah, always.
Damn right they did. Because they're better than yours. Is that how that song goes?
You know I could teach you, but I'd
But you
have
have
to
to
charge.
charge. Oh, no.
We like to have fun here on the JA podcast.
The Jason Aldean podcast. Speaking of Jason Aldean, I've learned some things about him that I might tell you either off of here or at the beginning of the next episode, or not next episode, but at the beginning of our December episode. We might be going a different direction on our favorite people.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be working out between us and Jason Aldean, so
I will give him this. If he acknowledges us, we will still be the Jason Aldean podcast. But until then, we're going to be looking at different avenues.
we could be the Brad Paisley podcast. That has a nice
No,
ring to
never.
it.
No. So, this week, as promised, me and James both sat down and we watched, what was it called again? The
The Lego Star
Lego.
Wars Holiday Special.
And it was something, all right.
Because in 2020, how else do you finish the year but with a Lego Star Wars Holiday Special?
I can think of nine different ways that I would prefer to spend the rest of the year and watch that
Well,
special again.
we did just get an awesome update from one of our favorite bands that they're coming out with a new album. Not to get off sidetrack or anything, but
But that comes out in February 26th. So, like, yes, everybody, you will be getting a review episode, much like the Bring Me the Horizon one on the 28th. Yeah, I'm very excited for that. I mean, we waited a whole year and I've had merch for it. So we've been teasing this for a couple weeks now. We've been teasing that James was going to join the Disney dating site. Do you remember what it was called, James?
oh, it was called Mouse Mingle.
Mouse Mingle. And here's the thing. I grappled on if I actually wanted to talk about Mouse Mingle, because it's a legit thing. People use it and people are happy with it, and I don't want to make fun of them. But I figured, wouldn't it be fun to send James in and see what it was like. And so we did. And James is here to report exactly what Mouse Mingle is like.
Okay, so let's get into it. Mouse Mingle is a dating site for Disney fans. And I figured it was going to be, something like Tinder or what else is there? There's Christian Mingle,
FarmersOnly.com.
FarmersOnly.com. So I thought it was going to be something like that. I signed up for it, and as soon as I did, I couldn't do anything. Actually, so the first thing that happened was they asked me if I was lovely and a big and beautiful size. That's how they define someone who's has curves, that they're lovely and big and beautiful.
I mean, I guess that's better than some
Yeah.
websites. That's a nicer way of, what did you
Yeah.
put?
I put lovely, big and beautiful. Because at the same time, it's weird, like it was weird, but it was actually kind of, it felt kind of nice because it's like, oh, this is different than like most other dating sites. But yeah, that was good. One of the cool things is if you go under their blog, your mouse arrow turns into a Mickey glove.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I will say they are pretty well connected because they have pages for Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, and Instagram. That's all the positive stuff I have to say about it.
Oh boy.
The two things that get me, the first is you can't do anything with the app until you pay for a subscription.
Oh.
So what you can do is you can upload photos, but you cannot comment on other people's photos, send people messages, reply to messages, or even read the messages. Like it'll just tell you have a new message, but you can't do anything with it.
Well, how are you supposed to find Disney love if you can't talk to Disney people?
You gotta pay to find love.
Is it only rich Disney people? How much is it a month? Do you know?
Well, here's the thing. It's a super weird amount. So you can pay on a monthly basis, and it's $12.55 if you want to do the monthly package.
Oh.
If you want to do it for 3 months, it's $29.55.
So why wouldn't you just do the 3 months? Why would you pay monthly if it's that doesn't even really
Well,
add up.
I know, right? But here's the kicker. If you want a full 12 months of Mouse Mingle to find love with other Disney fans, you're going to be paying $99.55.
Oh. I don't like that. I don't like that number. I mean, I'm guessing it probably has something to do with like the taxes or whatnot, or like internet fees, but 99.55.
Yeah, no, it's super out there. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
Do you think we should invest some of our ad revenue money and sign you up for a full year?
No, absolutely not.
But how are you going to find Disney love?
I'll find other ways.
So you're giving
Life,
it.
life, life. In words of Jeff Goldblum, life finds a way.
So you're giving it a bad review.
I think there's stuff they need to work on. The thing that would have made it better if there was like a weekly free trial or like a 2 week free trial where you could go in, test it out, and if you like it, continue with the subscription. If not, then just end it there.
Or even better, they have one of those free trials where they make it impossible to cancel. Like you have to call them and like or email them, and then they take 7 days to respond. So
Oh, it's
then,
one of
like,
those. It's one of those dating sites. Ooh.
yeah, so then you have to, like, by the time they respond, you're already hooked. Like, you found your Disney love.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right.
Do you think Jason Aldean would ever use whatever that website is called?
Mouse Mingle.
Mouse Mingle?
I mean, considering he has a wife and a family, probably not.
But he's Jason Aldean.
That's true. Jason Aldean can do anything.
Well, I guess speaking of bad reviews, we should probably talk about the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special, which
Whoa.
I have a feeling that that was a bad segue because I have a feeling one of the two of us loved it. What did you think of it, James?
I mean, it was okay. It was a decent watch.
I kind of disagree, and I have a feeling that in our 2 week episode, we're going to have a disagreement with our returning guest about it, but I'm not really into the Lego humor, I guess. So that's probably where it lost me. Like,
Yeah, I can see that.
I also was confused because in every Lego game I've ever played, which is one, and it's the Jurassic World one, I'm pretty sure they didn't talk.
Yeah, so Lego has come like a super long way with their animation. Like the early games, they didn't want to pay the voice actors because it costs way more money to make. So they just made them grunt and, scream and stuff. But then with a lot of the later games, now that they had a larger budget and they knew what they were doing, they could afford to put like voice acting in. Like there's a Star Wars game coming out, I think at the end of the year. It's either at the end of the year. It's either at the end of the year or next year, and it's gonna have quotes from all the Star Wars movies.
Well, that's pretty cool, but like, they didn't even. Looking at the cast list of this one, it wasn't even the original people.
That's true. It was very. Also, before we get into that, I should mention that they've also done like other sorts of Lego TV shows and stuff. And a
For
lot
Star
of
Wars or just
they.
Lego?
For both. And a lot of the voice actors for like this particular holiday special have appeared in other Star Wars related Lego shorts and movies.
Oh, okay. So basically, it's a sequel to those, and I'm just not, I haven't really watched those, so I don't.
Well, not really. It's like, so the thing that's important about this is it's non-canon. Like, you don't need to, as long as you know, like, generally what Star Wars is, like, there's no real connections.
Well, I felt like half the movie was just them flying through memorable scenes of the past movies, and just being like, look, Rey is here now in your favorite scene from this movie. And it was
Yeah,
just
it's a
like a
lot of.
Lego recreation.
Yeah, it's a lot of fan service.
And it also, like, it felt long. I don't, it wasn't. It was like 45 minutes long, I think, 47. But it felt like, I mean, obviously, the time that it is because they're gonna play it on TV in a year or two, like to fill certain spaces since they don't have like the Charlie Brown one. So it fills the hour with commercials. But I don't know. I liked certain jokes in it. It's tough to really know how I feel about it because, I mean, you know that I probably, I'm not, I like Star Wars, but I'm not the biggest fan. I think Legos are cool, but I'm also not the biggest fan, so it's probably not my demographic. I think kids will probably end up loving it. And that's not to say adults won't either, but probably more Star Wars fans will.
Yeah, no, like there's definitely some nods. Like, you could watch it if you didn't know Star Wars, but if you're like a hardcore Star Wars fan, you're gonna pick up on a lot of stuff between,
Yeah.
like the voice actors, the jokes, like specific characters and scenes. Like, it all works like that. It's also funny that you mentioned, how adults would react to it. I watched it with my parents while we were having dinner before we recorded this.
Did they like it?
They thought it was cute, and I asked them, I was like, so is this something you would watch every year before the holidays? And they'd be like, oh yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, as long as it's giving something for kids to watch, I guess that, I don't know. I found myself getting kind of bored of it. And I also get confused it a couple times, and I don't know if it was just because my lack of paying attention, which I mean, I was trying to fully pay attention to it, but like in certain scenes, like Darth Vader just kind of appeared next to Rey. Am I wrong on that? Did they actually find him? Like there was two of them for some reason.
Well, the reason for that was when they were on. Oh, also, is it cool if we do spoilers in here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So what happened was is They are Darth Vader and the Emperor are on the Death Star, and Rey accidentally ends up there. So Darth Vader gets the Emperor throws him into the portal, and that's kind of how he gets tossed up into all of it.
Oh, okay. Maybe I didn't see him get tossed up into the portal.
Yeah. And the one thing I have with it, and I understand it's a Lego film and it's not to be taken super seriously, but I kind of felt like there weren't any stakes with this holiday special. Like the
No.
time travel that they were doing, there was no, like, if they interacted with anything, it didn't change how events happened or like past or future events. Like it was just like they were going back watching a movie that they could interact with, like it was 4D, like a VR headset, per se.
Yeah, and I think that's what the first half of the movie really was. And then it kind of like veered off, I guess. And I like the parts where it veered off and like suddenly they're all falling through this thing and kind of changing. I don't know. I like the second part of it, I guess. I did like, and I have never seen the full special, but I liked how they brought Chewbacca's family back
Oh my
from the
gosh,
last
too.
holiday special.
Yeah,
And also, why there was a like there was a BB-8 that was a different color near the end.
there was a, it's called BB9. It had a brief appearance in episode 8, the Last Jedi.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh. My one, the praise I do have for this movie though is they legit took all the criticism of the past like three movies and just Disney let them make fun of it, and I thought that was funny. Like
So
there were certain jokes that I was like, I'm surprised Disney is letting them get away with that because like they were very critical. Like I forget the exact moment, but there was one moment where one of the characters is just like, why did he do that? And they're like, we don't know. Which I thought was pretty good.
I like the jokes with when Ben Solo took his shirt off.
Oh yeah, and he was like dancing around or whatever. And
Oh yeah.
yeah, I mean it was a cute little. Oh, you know what my biggest problem was? So they had
Let's
the
hear it.
Lucasfilm. They had the Lucasfilm logo, right? And then they had a Lego Star Wars logo. Lego Star Wars is its own brand now. Is that in front of every movie?
Oh, so that was, have you, you haven't seen The Mandalorian, have you?
No.
So that is the intro that they started using with the Mandalorian TV show last year, but it was the actual, 3D heads and the helmets. So I thought that was a really cool touch that they took that intro and just changed it with like Lego helmets and heads.
So what you're saying is it's another joke that I would have understood if I was more into Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a joke. It was just more of like a cool, like, I don't know. I don't know how to put it. Words are
So what was
hard.
your...
I'm gonna drink my milkshake now.
Oh God. For people, obviously the world does not know this, but immediately after we record this, we're recording a special episode, that comes out in December that a lot of people have been asking for. So James is about to destroy his bowels before we record this longer episode. So when you hear him in 2 weeks, is it good?
I'm already feeling it. I mean,
Oh
it's
no.
good. It's good for the moment, but I feel like I'm gonna regret it later. But it's so worth it.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of positive stuff about this Star Wars special. And I don't 100% get it, but I'm happy that it is at least making some people's day. I know that a lot of people have been stressed and stuff, so if it can add a little bit of happiness for people, then that's good. I don't want to even wrap it up right now because I feel like there's a lot to talk about in the in the movie. But at the same time, there's really not a lot. Did you have anything that you like truly loved from it?
So I love some of the voice casting they used. Tom Kane was the narrator and Yoda.
Who's that?
He also you're gonna love this. He's the narrator, Yoda, and one of the military officers in the Star Wars Clone Wars TV series.
Oh, we're going back to that now, are
We
we?
had to make a reference in there because of, our top movies list.
Oh man. Anything else really stand out for you?
Some of the jokes, when Lando Calrissian got a cape, and I don't know if that was supposed to be Admiral Akbar or someone else, but he was like, "It's a wrap."
What was that near the end?
It was like the like two-thirds through.
Huh.
I also liked when Finn sliced the table in half when he was trying to carve the Yib-Nib with a lightsaber.
Yeah. Was that when he threw it and she's like, you gotta like throw, I forget what she said. She's like, you got to let go of the lightsaber like in her head or in your head. And he took it as, I gotta let go and throw it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he sliced the table in half and the Yib-Nib. And speaking of
Yeah.
Yib-Nib, this movie made me really want Yib-Nib. And
What is Yibnib?
Yib-Nib is a crispy chicken served with a side of vegetable mashed potatoes and roasted vegetables. That is the exact definition from the Galaxy's Edge menu on the Disney, whatever the app is.
Huh. So do you think a lot more people are going to get it now because of that?
Maybe. It'd be
Huh.
really funny. It would be really funny if, their Galaxy's Edge like wait times went up because everybody wanted Yibnib because of the holiday special.
Watch, for the holidays, they're going to change all the Star Wars rides into the Lego Star Wars thing.
Oh my
Oh,
gosh.
God, I couldn't do it.
On the
You
Millennium
get.
Falcon, you're making Yibnib with Poe Dameron.
It's just all of Chewie's family just sitting behind you while you're uncomfortably flying the Millennium, what's it called? Millennium Falcon? Millennial
Yeah.
Falcon?
Yeah. Millennial Falcon.
One
Okay,
of the two.
boomer.
Before we get going, did you hear that they added a fifth key? For people who don't know, when you work at Disney, there used to be the four keys, which was safety, courtesy, efficiency, and show. Did I get that right?
You did. Not in the right order, but you got all the keys.
I was close, right?
Yeah, it
No.
was just the last two. It's safety, courtesy, show, and efficiency.
Well, they just added a fifth key. Would you
Did they
know that?
really?
So the fifth key is inclusion, which
Huh.
I think is really cool. I think it's cool that Disney's stepping in that direction. And do you think that would fall? I mean, I haven't read the definition, but wouldn't that fall under courtesy?
I feel like it. Crosses ties with it, but I feel like it could be its own thing.
Yeah, I think it's good that they're stepping up. I think it's good that they're changing Splash Mountain. I think it's good what they're doing. I just figured, we'd bring it into the podcast because it's Disney news. They haven't had a lot of that lately, besides they put out like what the Guardians ride looks like and stuff. And that looks pretty cool. It looks like a ride that I won't be afraid to go on. So, all roller coasters that I'm not afraid to go on will be good. And for that, the definition is it does not flip upside down.
Well, you enjoy that while I go on a Spaceship Earth or Finding Nemo, because I do not like roller coasters.
Well, did you like Mine Train?
I actually never went on Mine Train.
Oh, you didn't get the luck that we had where this is not allowed, but Connor snuck us on one day because he worked on there. So we had
Yeah,
that going
no.
for us. Did you ever go on Big Thunder Mountain?
I did.
Did you hate that?
Kind of just hurt my stomach a little bit.
So you get motion sick.
Yeah, I think that's what it
Yeah.
is.
Yeah, I do too. Well, to get back on topic, do you have any final thoughts on the Disney, not Disney, the Lego Star Wars holiday special?
I'm not saying it was terrible. It's something I would definitely, check out again. And, probably before the holiday season, I'll check it out again just to, get a second, like a second view on it, a second opinion.
Yeah, maybe it will be good around the holidays. It's new. It's something. I think it, maybe kids will love it and it will become a little tradition for some families, and that's most you can ask for.
Yeah. Or they can just watch the original holiday special.
If they made it available, they could.
You sure? I think it's on Disney Plus.
It's not. That was one of the terms. They said, when they sold it, I'm pretty sure Lucasfilm said that they would promise not to air it.
Oh, no Chewbacca's family for you. Oh. Well, I guess you get the best. I guess you get the next best thing.
Yep, Legos. All right,
Legos.
everyone. Well, I just got some exciting news through text that, maybe I'll share the day after this comes out. But make sure next week that you check us out on Spotify and not anything else, because, or Anchor, I believe, but Spotify and Anchor are the only place that you are going to be able to get the next episode, which is the 9 best Disney songs of all time, featuring co-host of Sleepy Time, the other show on this feed, Emmy. And then 2 weeks from now, you won't hear about it in the next episode because we pre-recorded that one due to Thanksgiving. But the episode after that, we finally listen to you all, and we will be doing a completely uncut episode where we have our former roommates on. So it's going to be Disney College Reunion 2, which should be a
Ooh,
lot of fun.
the sequel.
Do you have anything you would like to say about yogurt tips?
Yeah, so come check out my YouTube channel, Yogurt Tips. Wait, I mean Toga Tips. Come check out my channel, Toga Tips. I have lots of fun Pokemon news and updates on there, some cool tips and tricks. And there's a possibility we might be doing a contest soon. So you're going to want to check that out real soon if you're looking for some specific Pokemon codes for the Nintendo Switch. There's a
Yeah,
possibility
definitely
we
keep
might be
your eye
doing
out.
that soon.
We might do a cross promotion as well, so keep an eye out.
Could be
All right,
coming.
everyone. Well, we will see you next week on Spotify and Anchor only. That's a reminder, Spotify and Anchor only. And have a good Thanksgiving. I hope
Enjoy
you eat a lot of turkey
and stuffing.
and stuff. For more information on the D College Podcast, Sleepy Time, or Togi Tips, visit us online at instagram.com/DCollegePod. And now a word from Anchor.